Good morning to you once again. This is Hello Port Harcourt on the talk station of the nation, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. My name is Denise Dennis, and it is 11 minutes gone past 11 a.m. on this Tuesday morning, the first day in the month of February 2022. This is the last hour on Hello Port Harcourt, and I would like to borrow a phrase from Timida Kolo. Yes, indeed. We are a great nation, but in this great nation, in time past, we have had back-to-back stories of people involved in one criminal activity or the other, and everyone, or almost everyone, is quick to blame the government for not providing jobs, because if they did, nobody will commit crime. Let's highlight some of these crimes together. The one on the front burner here in River State is the operations of illegal refineries, known popularly as Gbofaya. Who takes the blame? The government! They don't provide money for the youths. They don't provide job for the youths. If they give the youth busy, if they did this and that, they will not be doing illegal refinery. No Gbofaya. Give us employment, we will not go to the creeks, we will not do Gbofaya. Kidnapping. Who takes the blame? The government! They don't provide jobs. We are lacking jobs. The unemployment rate is high. That is why people are looking for means to survive, and that is why they are kidnapping. Ritual killings. I mean, we saw the story of teenagers that were involved in the act of ritual killing. And this is because they want to make it big. They want to make it huge. You know, they want to blow. Who takes the blame? The government! If there was job. Even the government for teenagers? What happened to the parents? What happened to the teenagers themselves? Then there is internet fraud. Yahoo, yahoo. Who takes the blame? Still the government. If they provided jobs, if they created an enabling environment for businesses to thrive, nobody will want to go and defraud another person. Drug abuse, substance abuse, and those engaged in the act of selling these drugs. Who takes the blame? The government. The people are frustrated. Yes, that is why they cannot get jobs. Imagine a young graduate with promising future, making a first class, making a 2-1, still no job. So the government is the one to take the blame. Armed robbery, theft, burglary. Who takes the blame? Pickpockets, all of it. The government. Hence the need to ask this pertinent question. Is the government really responsible for the high rate of crime in our dear country, Nigeria? In our dear state, River State, and in any part of the country you are listening to us from? When I was growing up as a child, when I sneeze, people around me would tell me someone is calling your name. And I am thinking, is the government sneezing? I've mentioned the government several times in trying to explain to you what this conversation is about. How many times did the government sneeze? I wouldn't know. But you tell me, are we not, I don't know, what's the word? Are we not apportioning the blames to the wrong set of individuals as opposed to those who actually deserve the blame? Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk. The numbers to call are 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0007, and the female caller line is 0817 923 0009. We also have a WhatsApp and Telegram number. It is 0809 0302-0306-0306. I remember a particular caller called early and said he was pretty much interested in this conversation. Well, he was calling from Uyo, right? I hope he is still listening. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
This is my first time of calling to you.
First time caller. Thank you so much for joining us. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I'm Samson, calling from River State.
Samson, welcome.
Hello?
I'm with you. I'm with you, Samson. Go ahead, please. Would you? We lost that call. Hello, Potaka. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is my first time of calling you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome. What's your name, please?
My name is Endurance.
Endurance, talk to me.
I love your show.
Can you hear me?
I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Endurance.
All right, bye.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. And we lost that call. Yes, we're live on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Go there, watch, and be a part of what happens here in the studio. Also, remember to drop your comments in the comment session. Like and share as well. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
I'm calling from the United States. My name is Gideon.
Gideon, welcome.
Yeah. I'm calling concerning the conversation. The truth about the matter in our country, yeah. Most of the problem in Nigeria, government contributed 90% of it.
Tell us how, please.
Yeah?
Please tell us how, if you don't mind. Tell us how.
Yeah. You know, as a student, you go to school, your parents will train you from nursery school, primary school, down to secondary school. Then you go to higher institution. Coming out and you graduated, expected to have a job in the country. And finally, you didn't have anything doing. Like, example of me now, I finished my school. Nothing doing. I am sorry, I'm didn't. So, right, I'm KK. So, the government now have stopped us. Most of the major roads that we should not be moving there. Yesterday, when police people attacked that judge.
Hello,
you see? 700 naira. Hello, are you getting me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, you should be paying 700 naira for a ticket. And that caused a riot at Ogoguru for more than 2 hours. So most of this thing, is not everybody that has the patience to endure this. So most of them, they will go into the acts of rituals and criminals. So when we are talking of this, government contributes 100% of what is happening in our country.
Well, why is lack of patience not also a contributory factor? Like you said, most of them lack patience. When you lack patience, shouldn't you take the blame for your actions?
Patience. You know, patience has a level. To me, patience has a level. It's the way you endure something at a time. It will turn to you, it will put you in frustration. So most of this that's going on in our country, is out of frustration. I have to say that.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning, Didi. As you were listening to types of crimes and criminalities, your meter poor fire. Why? So Pastor Smart from Port Harcourt, if you were listening, the number one thing on my list was operations of illegal refineries, what we call fire, or popularly known as fire. I mentioned it before mentioning any other crime on my list. I wonder how come you didn't hear. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
My name is Victor.
Victor, you're welcome.
I'm calling from refinery.
Welcome, Victor.
Okay. This based on your question, in as much I know that the government contributed so much, but I want to also add that somebody that has the spirit of criminality is a criminal. But let me say, the side of the government, you know, when politicians started this thing, they didn't know it would end like this, because even they themselves, the thing is on their neck. The more criminality, the more they are feared. Because they themselves, they are very, very afraid. They are feared. They busy bringing guns into this country in the name of this leadership that doesn't mean anything to Nigerians. And now most of these persons are now using, some of them that were using this kidnapping of the thing as a job, they are even regretting, because it's even at the adult stage. And now some of them didn't even allow the grassroots to know what is democracy. And today, most people don't even know what is democracy. So there is no scenario that relates the Nigerians to democracy. So most youth believe that the easy way is going astray, doing anything. There's a lot of madness in the name of, and he's going on the right.
So conclusively, the government again.
Yes.
All right, thank you, my brother. And I think I forgot to mention one of them selling babies as well. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank good you. Morning to you. Welcome. Let's talk.
I want to contribute on this profile stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, the government has every blame on this.
Tell us how.
Because I remember when the boys was on this pipeline vandalization.
Mm.
The government, I think, I remember the time of Visit Goodluck mentioned that those guys should come out and he will make sure he deals and then give them all the amenities they need. And he did that. And then, so they came out, they submitted their weapons and whatever.
So if the government should make a provision. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Are you talking about the period of amnesty?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm referring it to this Quofire something.
You know, Quofire is just one of the many crimes that the government have been pointed at as the cause of.
Yes, yes. Okay, now, in other crimes that you make mention of, there's no job in the town. No job at all. Okay, there was a guy who drove my car. I parked on the road. Just left me to go out to buy fuel and come back for my generator. And my car battery was stolen. Here in River State. So the feeling and the crime is much. Like yesterday, there was a man that was complaining that some people on the road hold him and then took him to his ATM card. They said they were tax fraud or whatever. So the crime is too much in River State. No jobs. The government are not doing anything for the youth.
Are you saying that if the government produces or provides job, there will be no crime in River State and in Nigeria?
There will, but it will be lesser.
All right. Thank you very much. We need to go on a commercial break. We come back. The conversation continues on Hello Port Harcourt. Just stay tuned to us.
Oval 17 3-in-1. Smart choice for smart kids.
This January, Wazobia Max TV, they launch on a live football action from AFCON 2021. Come watch as our darling Super Eagles and all the African countries, they dribble their way, hustle to carry the Ogbonge African Cup. No miss ammo, now on top Wazobia Max TV, UHF 57 and DSTV Channel 259, it they happen. Wazobia Max TV, better entertainment.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Podhakat. 92.3 Nigeria in Home. Let's talk.
The government this, the government that, the government did not provide this, the government did not do that, the government is not creating an enabling environment for businesses to thrive, the youths are complaining, no jobs, no this, no that. That is why they are turning into a life of crime, they are turning into a life of crime, they are doing illegal refineries, they are stealing, they are kidnapping. They are engaged in internet fraud. They are even engaged in the acts of prostitution. And this one, and that one, and the other one. If the government give us jobs, this we will not, the last caller said, oh, it's going to reduce the rate of crime. But have we asked ourselves, maybe take a few minutes, think deeply about it. If you're a guy, you could rub your chin and imagine, is it really the government that should be held responsible for the high rate of crime? Is the government really responsible for the high rate of crime? If I have to have this question several times for it to sink, I would ask, is the government really responsible for the high rate of crime? Let's talk. The numbers are 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0007 and 0817 923 0009. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809 730 6416. Hello, Potakut. Good morning.
I greet you. Good morning.
I greet you too.
I call from Eket, Akwa Ibom State.
Welcome.
Imo bless my name.
Welcome. You were the guy that called earlier and said you'd like to be a part of this conversation?
Yes, you are correct. I'm the person.
Welcome. Go ahead, please.
I quietly follow your program every time because your waves is opposite my stage in the aquarium. So I love your station. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so
much. I want to speak more about the illegal bunkering in the River State there. I want to add my view concerning, because I always listen right from the beginning of that illegal operations of bunkering in River State. I want to refer people back to what the governor of that River State, Nyesom Wike, has said exactly that day that they went to in search of where they can find those illegal
refineries. Okay.
Yes. He made mention that one officer in civil defense was among,
yes,
and police.
Mm-hmm.
But when I listened to the news that he speak out that the following day, he said that he doesn't want to see those officers in his state, that they should transfer, send them out of his state. Why the indigents of River State has been keeping in prison custody without nothing doing? Because I'm a charge. Why the youth of River State has been waiting without asking the River State governor, why is it transferring those people without prosecuting them? Are they above the law? I wish it's in the state that I come from, my sister, personally, myself,
okay, so,
and my group.
So how does that relate to the current conversation? Marry the two conversations together.
Okay, let me marry to the conversation together.
Yes.
The reason why it's related is that it's as other people not to do legal bunkering, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let him prosecute those two officers, likewise as he did to it in the youth of River State, keeping them in prison custody without and then he transferred those one out of his state is wrong. If it is my state, yeah, personally myself, I will sue him to court for him not to prosecute those officers.
So for that reason, still the government is responsible for the high rate of crime.
Yes.
We are not persecuting those two officers.
Yes, that is my point. The youth of River State should rise up and take that wicked government to court. For him to prove to them why he's not taking those two officers to court, then he only just transfer them. Why others are suffering.
Thank
that
you.
Is my point. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Headline news, and then the conversation continues. Stay tuned to us.
Hello, Port Hackett. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Hackett. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Hackett.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
If I could get a dollar bill for every time we've had conversations on radio and everyone is quick to point accusing fingers at the government, or every time we have this conversation away from radio with our friends, our family members and those close to us, or those we encounter along the way in a vehicle or maybe in the line of doing business, I would be a very rich woman today. And this leaves us wondering, really, really, are they responsible? That's the conversation we're currently having. We're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Be a part of it. Send us a message on WhatsApp. It's 0809-030-6416. The numbers once again, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. And the female caller line once again is 0817-923-0009. Hello, Port Hackett. Good morning. Unfortunately, we lost our call. I'm going over to WhatsApp. A message here says, governments did your own. Good day, Didi. Whoever that has handwork will not depend on the government. Let the government on their own play their roles. Moses from Eleme. Good morning, Didi. I feel headache when people say government contributed to their failures. I finished from the university in 2002. I haven't worked in any office, either government or private, and I'm fine. When you come out of the university and you couldn't find a job, create something for yourself and move on. Forget about government and job. I started from selling secondhand clothes with just 10,000 naira. Today, I travel to London, Turkey, Dubai, America, etc. for tradings. And the earlier our young people stop to think of making it big in a second, the better for this country called Nigeria. Comfort, send that in. Hello, Port Hackett. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, my sister.
Good morning, my brother. Welcome.
Thank you. I am civilian general. I'm calling from LLMO.
Civilian general, you're welcome. Go ahead, please.
The question you ask and the only way I think I can answer it is this way. In those days, when a child graduates, even before graduation, ordinary secondary school, you pass out from secondary school, you begin to carry the responsibility of your young ones. Because there is something for you to do as soon as you come out from secondary school. Then, if you are lucky to go to university, that's an added advantage. There's a bigger job for you to do. But today, we find ourselves in a system where, even after graduation, you still fall back home and eat mama thank you. Then, last thing, should government be blamed? Who else shall we blame for what is happening? When governments have refused to plan, because they say here, who fails to plan has already planned to fail. I was listening to one of the radio stations some time ago. A woman called in that she's taking care of her family today, that 90% of what they're enjoying today was as a result of the skill acquisition she acquired during a regime I didn't want to mention. And so many persons called the same that their families is up and doing today
is as a result of that thing. Those who want to learn how to sew, they were taught how to do sewing. Those who want to learn how to do one thing or the other, they were taught, and then machines were given to them, provided for them, and they are using those things to take care of their families. And today, the only employment you can easily find, as far as River State is concerned now, is task force. And each time I see these young men inside buses, what has entered my mind is, at a certain age in their life, will they continue jumping inside motor and jumping out? Should that force be the only employment you can create for young men and young women of this state? Of course, no. If you think there's no job for them to do, why not introduce skill acquisition? Teach people how to grind something. Teach people even how to drive a car. Teach people how to sew. Teach people how hairdressing. And you see that a lot of people who you train in this area and then empower them with one machine or the other will become somebody in life. But when these are not provided and they keep sitting when their mates are going to work, after some time they begin to think, shall we control like this? Shall we not be able to feed? And for them to feed, wherever similarity is being discussed, they will try to be part of it. And the next thing you see is actually if you cannot beat them, let's join them.
Okay.
So I blame government for what our youth are passing through as far as River State is concerned today. And there's no action proven or shown that, yes, this is we shall soon come out of it. The little ones who manage to use their brain to do coal fire, you run after them. Anyone people do, you run after them. The few who manage to even to live near waterside where they can easily afford, you go there and pursue them. What else do you want these people to do?
I don't like humanity anyway.
I don't know what is happening. But before you start thinking on how to solve certain things, you also think on how to provide an alternative so that these people, they will also have something to fall back on.
Okay.
So government needs to rethink.
Civilian General says the people who engage in illegal refinery use their brain. It's illegal refinery for a reason. It's illegal. Where do they get the oil from? Why are they operating without licenses? Why are they hiding somewhere? It shows that what they're doing is bad. Godswill Adonye on Facebook says, government as an institution is a machinery vested with the responsibility to formulate, express, and attain the will of the state. And what is the will of the state? Good policies that will drive the economy forward, create an enabling environment for citizens, empower the citizens through quality education that meets global best practices. And upon graduation, the citizens are engaged in meaningful employment. If all these are lacking in an economy, then you are creating room for crime to thrive. That's on the one hand. Then on the other hand, the socialization processes in our families. A snake begets a snake. However, environmental influence, media, peer pressures, schools, etc. should not be left out. So it's both ways. Government is partly responsible, while our socialization is also responsible. Thank God, Otwewu says, yes, they are responsible for the high rates of crime because they failed to provide job opportunity for their citizens. They are the manager of our resources, so they should create job opportunities and the interest-free loans to our citizens. Interesting. Good morning, Didi. Famous Felicious. It's a case of no punishment. Government are so evil themselves, that is why they can't punish criminals, their boys. The government are the major culprit here, criminals. In all the money they have been stealing, they never invested it into our refineries. Why didn't they keep on maintaining them? As the students graduated from petrochemical engineering, to they're supposed to be working there, plus all the casual workers, but they decided that all became dead so that they would come join illegal refiners, as one who talked on your station last year. Wow, wow, wow. Hello, Port Harcourt. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome. Let's talk.
You see, this issue you are discussing, it's 50-50.
Okay. 50 for who?
The citizens of this country, the youth, the so-called youth, are lazy people. They are lazy in the sense that they don't want to be creative. Then on the side of the government of Nigeria decided to empower criminalities. if you may understand, it's just the truth. Look at people who go for amnesty. They pay them heavy money for carrying guns, for doing all sorts of mysterious things. They pay them heavily. Then you see the innocent ones that are there don't benefit. They don't benefit anything. Eh? That is the kind of government that we are running in this country. So it is 50-50 in the sense that even the youth we are talking about, they have refused to engage themselves in anything tangible. Most time we say government. Must government create something? Everyday Emporium started from just a very small kiosk. But people refuse. Even from barbing, if you have a good saloon, you can live on it. You live by it. But the citizens of this country, they just decided not to do anything tangible. And that is why in most cases, if you look at it, we may say that Nigeria is not ripe for democracy. Because the people are not doing well. The government and the people by themselves, they need force to live. They need really force. In Nigeria, most of the citizens need force. So thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Imam Arasoma on Facebook says, no brainer. Government takes 70% of the blame. No water, no light, no food. Police, they collect egunje. Please, what's the meaning of egunje? Hello, Pataka.
Dennis.
Yes, hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Much as I agree that the government should take the part of the blame for what the youth have turned out to become today, I believe that the youth are taking the chunk of the blame. Do you know that this plague of laziness among the youth today is becoming alarming? Nobody wants to go through the hard way to make a living any longer. Do you remember the time that the government sponsored the repentant militants to all nations of the world to empower them? You remember the conduct. Some of them were even revolting at training school. Some of them came back after spending taxpayers' money to acquire a skill, came back again and resorted to militancy because they take government to provide jobs for them. After you empower a skill, government will also give you job. So it is laziness. The youth of these days are not after skill acquisition. Set up skill acquisition center, you will not see anybody there. As long as it's not bringing immediate gain, you won't see anybody there. So if you're calling government. Okay, what about the youth that are not into crime and criminality? Are they not Nigerians? It's just about what the choice and the path one has taken for his own life. So government has a responsibility, but the youth, will they comply? Do they have the desire to make a living that is devoid of crime? That's what we should be talking about. Not only the government. Yes, government has failed, but do we also fail because government has failed? That's my contribution. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Hi, Denise. Welcome to Nigeria, where it doesn't matter how one makes his or her money. Just make the money. After all, money na money. Welcome to Nigeria, where patients no longer ask their children how they make their money. What they are after is the money, regardless of where or how it came about. Even though the government are doing little or nothing for us, we should do the right thing. As for the issue of more fire, the government did not provide refineries. So what do you expect? Of course, the vacuum should be filled. But you can't kill somebody just to make money. That one is unacceptable. As we blame the government, we should also blame those killing to make money. You can justify that, or Ezenwa from Elekaya. But the actions of these people operating illegal refineries is affecting us all. We are not dying immediately. And this is not to say that we are not getting affected health-wise. And it is only like a timing ticking bomb that will explode sooner or later. It's like a volcanic eruption waiting to explode and the lava. And in no distant time, we may be having problems centered around our respiratory organs and the respiratory system, as it were. So is that not synonymous with murder? Not immediate, but in the end? I'm thinking, Because you say, oh, the illegal refiners are only filling a vacuum. But in a bid to fill the vacuum, this is what they are doing. This is the harm it is bringing to our environment. It's affecting you. It's affecting me. I wouldn't want to go on and on about how you take a tissue paper, you take a handkerchief, and you try to wipe your nostrils with it. And what you see is alarming. Or when you come out in the morning and you look at the environment, you can see the dark, you know. Think about it. And just in response to Ezenwa from Elekaya, by the way. And good morning, dear. I would say the government has a role to play as to reduce crime. But our major problem is we, not just the government. We need to work on our mindset and understanding about life. Chi from Maporo. Hello, Didi. Please help me ask Comfort, the previous caller, how much was a naira to dollar then in 2002? And the opportunities compared to now. Another one says, we are all responsible for our actions. The family is the bedrock of the society, and the government comprises of people and elected officials. So we can't discuss this without blaming the society we find ourselves. Who is responsible for the society? The government? Our culture? The people? It goes on and on. We have a failed system and bad government that has failed to perform its responsibility. Finally, it is up to the us to decide what we want to do with our lives. We should renew our mind. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. When we talk about this more fire stuff, I think we're taking it on a totally different level, because when you look at it, some other countries we go to where
I'm sorry, my brother. I wonder why everyone is hinging on poor fire. There are several other crimes apart from poor fire. Poor fire is just one of the crimes highlighted.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have kidnapping. We have the ritual killings.
Internet fraud.
We have several others.
Yeah, we have all that. But then, this particular one we're talking of, what are the government doing about the modular refineries they're talking about?
Okay.
Haven't we asked ourselves that question? Hello?
I am with you. I'm with you. I'm waiting for you to make your point.
Yeah, so why don't we ask ourselves that question? Or is it that, as the elites do, what they are waiting for is something that they can just put into their hands also? You know, control these modular refineries by themselves, get whatever it is from what they want to get.
So are you saying that the government is halting the process or not?
Yeah, they are halting the process for themselves.
For operations of modular refineries so as to enrich themselves and in turn increasing the rate of crime. I want to be sure that's what you're saying.
Yes, of course.
Interesting. Okay.
But on the other side, when it comes to the crime aspect, when I look at it very well, I see that it's not just the government that's, you know, to be blamed, because it's like a circle. It goes around. Now, the elections are coming next year, right?
Yes, they are.
And then we are given the opportunity to decide who gets to sit in that position of leadership. Isn't it?
True.
We go there, we take whatever they give to us, and we sell our votes out, and then we come back in and we are complaining to the government. When they do the wrong thing, or when they do what they are not supposed to do, we can't blame them. We can't, you know, try to impeach them, take them to court or whatever, because we have sold our rights out. You get my point?
I get you. I get you completely.
So it's not just the government alone. We have sold everything to them. So we can't hold them responsible anymore. All we have to do is, the government, they are not doing this, they are not doing that. What about we ourselves? What are we doing to help ourselves? What are we doing to help the nation?
All right, thank you very much. Good Hope RG says, my sister, social uncertainty is there everywhere on planet Earth. But when your father, that is government, begins to steal snake-swallowed money, say no when they actually mean yes. Begin to remove subsidy from fuel without fixing our refineries. initiating laws without due process, what do you expect from the offspring? The high rate is traceable to the father of the house because children must copy what they see from their father, the government. Ah! Denise, you should be making money. You should be making money. Someone should please give me a dollar for every time I read the government or I say government or you say government. Prince Necker says, by their fruits we shall know them. Whoever is supporting crime are criminals. Yes, government is not trying, but it is not enough for anyone going into crime. Even when government gives skill acquisition, people sell those sewing machines, freezer, and any material given to them. Everybody wants to make money now than we working for 20 years today, and they're dying in their numbers. Sydney Chiere Priscilla says, no, the government is not fully responsible for the high rate of crime. Where is our love for humanity? Where is our conscience? Where are the moral trainings? If government did not provide job, does it mean we should not commit? We should now commit crimes? Can't you get self-employed? Once we make money through illegal means, we say government no good. Ask yourself, you good? Ask yourself. Goodman's responsibility is to provide enabling environment for business. But the large blame is on the citizens. I see the cause as laziness and greed. The two work hand in hand. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
All right. I will concur to the word that people say that the government is one of the problems that we are having.
Okay.
Yeah, Emmanuel is my name.
Emmanuel, welcome.
Yeah. Well, why I'm saying this is that, you see, in Nigeria, what we find out is that they don't have any plans for the good guys. When the guys went into militancy, they will come out and the government, they will tell them to submit their weapon. They will give them jobs. The guys that did not go into those things, what are their plans for those guys? There's no plans for them. So, you see, when these things happen this way, you see the young guys will just come out from somewhere and say, after all, yeah, that guy went in Karigon. This is what the government did for him. If government did something like that for him, damn, they said we got into something else. We should expect something more dangerous than this if the government did not put eyes on these things very well. We should expect something more dangerous than this.
Okay.
Because, you know, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, expecting something more dangerous is like threatening us, or we are scared already.
It's not threatening, because you see, if, like now, let's talk about the illegal trading, like in River State now. Let's talk about, I mean, Rumokura, I'm talking to you.
Mm.
The guys are doing a great job there, but after a while, you will see them, they will start collecting money from the people. And why is this thing happening this way? It's because the people that they are empowering are those guys that they use when they are doing this election business. So when you look at somebody that is worth doing, somebody that has sense that knows exactly what to do, you will look at that and you say, no, this one is not lawyer. Somebody mentioned about some past government, we will not mention, when people go for skill accusation, and the person mentioned that they saw their machine, and I met some people that are like that. But the truth is that, let me tell you, Dennis, if you went for skill acquisition, and let's say you went into catering, and when you got into catering, and they gave you gas cooker, are you going to sell your gas cooker? Say the truth.
No, I won't sell my gas cooker.
You will not sell the gas cooker because you know exactly what you want to do with the gas cooker.
Mm.
The truth is that when the government wants to empower, they will still go back home to call some people that are not included. And they will use those things to settle them in case of their coming out for another position.
All right. Point taken. Thank you very much. What happened to our conscience? Or what happened to our conscience? What happened to morals? You know, knowing that this is wrong and this is right, and choosing to do right as opposed to doing the wrong thing, regardless of whatever the circumstance is, regardless of the lack of enabling environment for businesses to thrive, regardless of the lack of job opportunities in the society. What happens to us shifting the blames to ourselves as opposed to always pointing or shifting the blame to the government? The government is just one aspect of the society involved in the high rates of crime, as it were. You have you and I to think deeply on how we have also added to the problem and how we have also added to the high rates of crime. I leave you with that. Think deeply about it so that the next time we'll probably have this conversation, we would hear something different, I believe.